You.
Welcome.
Is it recording?
It's recording. It's recording. Welcome to Good Soup and Hood Scoops.
My name is Mac.
Mine is Ray.
And I'm Jovi.
You may notice we sound hopefully better. Thank you, Spenny.
Yes.
Thanks, Ben.
Spenny is our first ever podcast sponsor.
This podcast brought to you by BaseWRX on Instagram or Spud the Bud on the heavy weightlifting app.
AKA all good friends. Spenny?
Yes.
We would not sound this good without you.
And we're gonna sound even better.
I hope we sound good.
Next episode, because right now we only got one microphone. The other one's still on the way.
I bought the last one on Amazon. And then I tried to buy one on Marketplace, but the dude sold it on me, so I need to find another one. So we will have three. We will each have one. Right now, Mac and Jovi are sharing.
If you are interested in sponsoring this podcast, you know what you need to do.
We need a couch.
We need a couch.
We need a couch.
Yeah.
We don't want your...
Some end tables to hook the microphones up to.
Yeah, we don't want your uncle's...
That's kind of all I need.
Casting couch.
No, but some character. I would like a couch with some character.
I think specified character, like automotive kind of character.
Automotive
or something.
Character would be perfect.
But
if you...
any kind of...
a race car...
for work.
Race car bed.
Oh, yes. Race car bed, that would be ideal.
I thought about buying a beanbag chair today to put in here for like my chair. And then I was like, the way I'm feeling today, I'm 100% going to fall asleep.
Why don't we just do that? Why don't we just all go find a chair?
Actually, that's a really
that we
idea.
Want. Not tell anyone, and that's our chair.
That's our chair. That's actually
And like the first episode that we like video film.
Yeah.
Will be like chair reveal.
Be the chair reveal.
Yes.
I kind of like that.
So we can't show each other.
Are they gonna have to be like under
until
sheets?
Then. Yeah, we have to hide them from each other until we are live on camera doing the first videoed podcast.
I mean, let's put it to the listeners. What do you guys think? Do you agree?
The listener, Josh.
And Spenny.
And Spenny.
And Gabe.
And Gabe. Actually, I've had quite a few. I had three people talk about the podcast to me at Drift Practice.
We are
so
gaining popularity.
Yeah.
We're sorry for the last podcast being 20 minutes of silence while Jovi just struggles to think of F1
champions. Yeah, I didn't know what to do. I knew that was going to piss off the audience, but I didn't know how to stop it.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm so glad we're not doing it today because we would be even worse. We've all had quite the week. It's been a positive week.
Great week.
Yeah, we're here with new and improved Jovi.
Well, I'm going to start with Mac because Max is actually the most important.
Oh, thanks.
She's running 5 miles on average a day. Some days taking off due to work, but then bringing it back up the next
day.
Well,
what I'm doing is it's called the Million Reasons Run, and I'm running 150 miles over the course of the month of May to raise money for the Stollery Children's Hospital, which is here in Edmonton. So 150 miles over the course of May breaks down to 5 miles a day. Funny enough, I did not even stop when I worked doubles. I ran 5 miles on both of the days that I worked doubles. And then today I literally feel like I've been hit by a truck and I got so dizzy and tired at work that I was like dizzy. And I was like, I don't think I can physically run. But that's okay, because even though it's an average of 5 miles a day, it's only 150 miles over the month of May, so... I can just make up for it somewhere down the line.
You
Gary,
make up for it.
Oh my gosh, shut the fuck up.
Delete this. We're starting over.
Welcome back to Good Soup.
our good friend around. Gary is also joining me. He's actually like the leading charge. I've been very vocal about it on social media and raising money, but Gary is actually the reason that we're doing it. He's the one that introduced me to it. He is also leading. He made a joke to me that I am leading the team in donations, but he's leading the team in miles because while yesterday I ran 5 miles and collapsed, he ran 10 miles and then did a 20K bike ride after that. Because
to be fair, Gary has ran before.
Yes.
Unlike you.
Yes. I, quote, trained for it, but, like,
I trained for my Five Guys earlier. That was not a good statement. Five Guys burgers and fries. Shit.
That's going to get clipped, you know, so hard.
I told my mom that I was getting Five Guys, and she said, I hope you're not too sore after Five Guys.
Hell yeah.
I come by it honestly. Honey is doing circles right now.
Yeah, she is. She's chewing with the hell. But yeah, it turns out that, like, because I trained by running every day, but usually like a mile or two or three, and usually on the treadmill. Careful, you don't stop the recording.
Yes.
You push buttons over there.
I'm getting ready for a bit.
Okay. And turns out that just because you can run 1 mile well doesn't mean that you can run 5 miles well. And just because you can run 5 miles one day, turns out running 5 miles 2 days back to back is significantly harder. And running 5 miles 3 days back to back is three times as hard. So while I told myself that I trained, and my training did in fact consist of me running more than I have run in years, it still was not enough training to consistently run 5 miles a day and not feel like I got hit by a truck.
That is fair.
But that's okay, because it's all for the kids. I believe right now I've raised just over $400 for the Stollery Children's Hospital.
Wow.
Go back. That's and really it's good.
Day four.
To be fair, I think like half of those donations came in before it officially started. I started posting on my story and stuff a couple days in advance.
You had a banger story post the other day. I was cackling at it.
Thank you. I
assume you know which one it was.
I know exactly which one it was. I have a banger in mind for tomorrow as well, so
perfect.
Stay tuned.
Excellent.
It's all on my story highlights on my Instagram.
It is perfect.
Huh?
I said perfect.
Yes, so you can go check it out. But I was running between my shifts the other day. I worked from 7:30 a.m. to like 1:30, and then I had to go to my other job at 4:30. So in between, I snuck in a cheeky little 5 miles, and it was hot as balls. It was like 28 degrees, and I didn't wear a hat, and I was fucking sweating. And there's a little spray park at the playground by our house, so I was running by it, and I posted a picture on my story, and I said I will give a big sloppy wet kiss to whoever can turn on this spray park so that I can run through it. Followed up by, you know who else wants to go to the spray park? Sick kids in the hospital, probably. So donate to the cause in order to get those sick kids to the spray park this summer.
Yeah.
And I've also had multiple people reach out to me, because I was kind of worried that I was being like fucking annoying on my story. I know I'm being annoying on my story.
No, it's great. I've a vlog story.
Been off of Instagram for like 6 months, and I've come back just to constantly post like 8 times a day about this running thing that I'm doing. But I've had multiple people online and in person reach out to me and say like, oh, like I spent a lot of time in the Stollery when I was a kid. Like, this is so cool. And like me and like my kids now spend quite a bit of time at the Stollery, and like this is such a cool thing that you're doing, and it is very heartwarming to have people like actually say like,
that's awesome.
Oh shit, like you're doing a good thing, and it's appreciated by the people who utilize those services.
Yeah.
So that's very cool. Anyway, tell your friends, tell your family, check out my Instagram at Michaela_Lynn on Instagram. You can find me probably through the Soul Court page, or just go to the Soul Court page or whatever. You know how to find people on the internet. You can find me.
Yeah.
The link to donate is in my bio if you feel like doing so. But I feel like I've probably talked enough about my week.
Non-car related things.
Yeah.
But a good cause.
But a good cause. It's for the kids.
It is for the kids. Jovi, what did you do this week?
I had success.
Well, I guess last week. Or yeah. No, that's still this week.
It's still this week? It was this week.
Holy fuck, it is still this
dude,
week.
Dude, it was yeah. It was a crazy
God.
Week for us.
This is a long week.
Yeah, I guess we'll start with me because it happened a little earlier in the week.
Yeah.
So, Wednesday, it was, well, so in Edmonton here, we have Rad Talk and Spec D host almost every Thursday night a practice, like, skid pad drifting night. It's pretty cheap, pretty affordable. If you're in the area, come out, check it out.
100% come check it out.
It's like a good time.
For spectators.
Yeah,
if you have a helmet, bring a helmet. I always love having people in my car. Jimmy yeah. sometimes does. A lot it's, of people take ride-alongs and stuff.
You can it's literally, like, hop around in the pits, really especially, fun. Like, yeah. it's fun if you have a bunch of friends in the driver lineup yes. to, like, rock up and just, like, just, car hop.
Yeah. You're playing, yeah.
And if you got your own car?
Yeah, if you have your own car and it's rear-wheel drive, take it out.
Yep, they'll let you...
shit if you've driven before or not. It's... A lot of people get nervous for drift practice. It is exactly that. It's practice. Every single person there started where you were starting. Do not be afraid to look like...
And if anyone's a dick to you about it, just run them over.
Yeah, if anybody's a dick about it, everybody hates them.
Yeah.
Know that.
Yeah,
I felt very nervous going to my first drift practice. I sucked. I spun out a lot. And then after my first run, I realized nobody gave a shit. And everybody was at the exact same point that I was at some point in their career. So
yeah.
Do not be afraid to go to drift practice. And don't think that you have to drive on the streets to practice for drift practice. That is a dumb way of doing it. And we don't...
condone it.
Encourage... drifting on the streets.
I'm just going to say there's a time and a place.
Yes, there's a time and a place. Anyways.
Anyway.
But, so, we were kind of, like, earlier in the week, we were in... well, last podcast, we were kind of discussing, will I make it?
Yeah, we updated everybody on the Corolla last
Yeah, podcast. Will I make it, and, can
well,
I do it?
Well, because this time, where were you in the
one
swap?
1 week ago.
1 week ago.
I was waiting on O2 sensor, rad, and a couple of the little bits to get done. It seemed almost unreasonable a week ago to make Thursday practice, and we got to Wednesday night, so my parts did come in.
I disagree. You were skeptical. It depended on the parts on Sunday night.
Well, and then you
Monday
still
the parts came, and then you were very positive.
Well, it was just a matter of finding time because Corey had to weld your headers, and Austin had tune it.
So. I personally wasn't worried about the headers. I was worried about the tune.
Yeah.
You were worried about parts for a day, and then you were worried about Corey welding for 2 days, and then you were worried about the tune for a day.
Yeah, so there was a lot of stress because, you know, like, the boys in the shop, every single lad there, you know, Wyatt, Austin, Corey, Fred, Ray, Marco, like...
the lads.
Yeah, the lads. They all stepped up and
donated
helped.
Their personal time and effort.
Yeah, their time, their effort, their intelligence.
My keyboard is falling on my toes. That's
Blue's
statement.
Trying to beef with it.
Yeah.
Well, he backed into my water bottle and got started by my water bottle. And then he left the room. He was like, I'm out.
Yeah, so...
to have video podcasts and the dogs just walk in and out randomly.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be
trip
great.
Over shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, the whole TripWest family came through and all contributed.
Family.
Yeah, family. effort and help and everything. And I'm super grateful for it. But yeah, so Corey welded my exhaust off and did... sorry, excuse me. Oh my god.
Five guys fighting back.
Yeah. Man versus gorilla over here, holy Christ.
Which one's the man, which one's the gorilla?
I'll let you decide. So yeah, Corey did a phenomenal job welding my custom headers up and exhaust.
The other benefit to having two mics is that when Honey snorts, it can be right in the mic now. I hope that mic picked
God.
It up.
And it came out absolutely phenomenal. I'm over the moon.
It looks so good.
It sounds so good.
Yeah. Which, I guess if you can understand that, it means we got it running. So, Wednesday night, I think we were there like almost 11 o'clock, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we were fighting a TPS issue. If you buy a Honda B-Series TPS sensor off Amazon, don't. Because you'll have 0 to 20% throttle position sensor jump rather than like 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like it was jumping 20%. And then I was getting frustrated because Link provides base maps and they're very good base maps. They fill a lot of information in for you. But what I'd missed, I'm still relatively new to the tuning side of standalone ECUs. Still understanding their software. So I didn't see that the injector data was showing that they were 903cc injectors, which in fact, they're 350cc
injectors.
Jesus. That's what was going on.
So between the TPS and the injector data being wrong, it wasn't running the way that it should have when I fired it up. So Thursday comes around, I'm relatively frustrated going to work. Boys all kind of understood, and you know, Austin was...
Wednesday night, you had finished everything.
Yes.
It was done, and you were trying to get it running so you could drive it on closed loop to get Austin some base mapping.
Well, yeah, because you said your goal was to drive it home Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And so it was really close, and it was running.
Just wasn't running good.
Yeah.
So, because the original plan was that Austin was going to come in at 6 a.m., and we were going to tune it before work. Yeah. Because Austin, he's got a relatively newborn child, Beckham. He is such a cute little man.
He's got the same suspenders as Michael.
Yes. They're probably the same size.
Yes.
So he's got dad duty at like, it was like 2:45 or something on Thursday. Huh. So his original plan was to come in early and we were going to tune it. And obviously that didn't happen. So throughout the day, like between our jobs, we were kind of discussing it. And Austin agreed that he would babysit while tuning my car, which is...
the cutest fucking thing ever.
Yeah, it was...
it was adorable.
Baby Beckham was over the moon enjoying it, being part of it.
Had his little
on the earmuffs dyno, on.
Yeah.
Helping dad on the dyno. And Mac did end up coming in the end and helping out a little bit just because Austin really needs to concentrate. To focus.
I got my 5 miles in and then...
Side note, that baby does not like me.
Yeah.
I heard.
That baby sat in my lap for about 12 seconds and then started crying for his father. Did not do that to Mac.
You wanna know how our afternoon went?
Nope. that baby was also very chill and did not cry when a car alarm went off or when a beams with a resonator was being tuned.
I'm
the problem.
I got there and I introduced myself to him, and then he took me on a walk through the parking lot, and we went and stood.
That's so fucking cute.
We went and stood by the fence by the car wash.
Yeah.
And there was a couple on like street bikes there, like talking to each other, like doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And Beckham just sat there and waved at them for like 5 minutes. He loves waving. They never noticed him, but he was just fascinated by them and their street bikes, and we just stood there, and then we walked around the parking lot a couple more times, and then he like put his arms up for uppies. And then we went to the ocean sports store. There's like a scuba dive surf shop right beside the shop. So we went and browsed in there for a little bit. And I put a hat on his head and he didn't like it. He immediately took it off and put it back on the shelf.
Very respectful.
And then I found like a blue wetsuit that was like his size. And I was like, look, you would look so good in this. And he was like, absolutely not. And then we literally just went back and... we just kind of like walked around, we hung out in the shop, outside the shop, we watched Wyatt do stuff to his car, started Beckham's apprenticeship early, we watched Corey do some stuff, we heard some no-no words, and we sat at Ray's desk for a little bit and ate Hot Wheels, and
nice.
Yeah, your little Hot Wheels wagon.
I keep trying to give him that golf.
The
dark blue Hot Wheels that's on my desk.
Yeah.
Because I had a golf on my desk because I had a golf. And then I sold the golf and I was like, I'm going to give this to Beckham. And then I keep forgetting to actually give it.
Oh, he loves it. He thinks it tastes amazing.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Okay. And he literally stayed in my arms for like 3 hours. He would not let me set him down. Like every now and then I'd be like, okay, he's probably had enough. And I'd go to put him down and he would just like tighten his grip on me like a little snake. And be like, no, just hold me. And we literally just snuggled. And at one point he like snuggled his head like right into my shoulder. And then we sat down in your chair, and he literally just, like, laid in my arms, and we literally just cuddled for, like, 2.5 hours.
Good to know that I was a problem.
Yes, and then he farted on me really loud.
Nice.
And I had to go interrupt the dyno sesh to be like, Austin, I need a diaper check, stat. he was good, nice. He was good. Anyway.
Nice.
Anyway, so that's how Thursday afternoon went.
That was our side story.
Yeah. Our side story about Becca.
So Austin managed to... We were scrambling to find a TPS sensor. Wyatt was like, there's one in the shop. I know there's one in the shop. So he starts like this quest to find this TPS sensor. Wyatt's recollection for where parts are in the shop is phenomenal. He's like, oh, I saw this 7 months and 3 days and 12 hours ago.
It's crazy.
Like, and it's like, it's okay. It's like
those memes about boy rooms being messy, and it's like, yeah, there's a paperclip like underneath my fucking dresser drawer that I that fell down there 6 months ago. He is
peak that.
Yeah, and so he found me a genuine Honda TPS sensor. Thank you, Fred. It's from Fred's engine. I've promised Fred that I will repay his debt.
I have
an Amazon TPS.
I have a question.
Yes.
You put a Beams, which is a Toyota motor, question mark?
Yep.
Into a Toyota Corolla.
Yep.
Why do you need a Honda TPS sensor?
So, Toyota, it's actually a really good system for a streetcar. They have what's called ECTS, electronically controlled throttle sensor.
Okay.
It's 70% mechanical, 30% electrical.
Okay.
So it allows them to have idle control, cruise control, and also have a mechanical feel on the throttle pedal, which a lot of drivers like. It's a really good system. It's frustrating to program on a standalone.
Okay, wait, which system are you talking? Is that the Toyota system?
Yeah, the Toyota system.
The factory Toyota system.
Yeah, the factory ECTS.
From the Corolla or from the Beams?
From the Beams.
Yeah.
It's also on the 2JZ.
Okay.
It was quite a popular unit that they used in the late 90s.
Yamaha.
It's a Toyota unit, not Yamaha.
Toyota unit, but
yeah. It's kind of clunky to make it work on a standalone, and they're pretty heavy, and you got to run coolant lines to them, and it's just... It's a lot of fucking around. And I didn't want to do it. And, like, if that fails, then you lose 30% of your throttle, and yeah. So, what I went for is, there's a company called OMD in the States, and they make a throttle body adapter plate to convert it to a Honda B18 throttle body, which is a very simple throttle body, really nice to use.
Just works.
You can have it has a port for an internal map sensor on the throttle body if your ECU doesn't have one. The TPS system is relatively simple and affordable.
So just like an upgrade.
Yeah. It. Well, I wouldn't say it's like an upgrade. It's just more just of like easier use and preventative maintenance. I think like the Toyota throttle bodies are like $300-$400, while the B series one is like $70. So
is that $70 for a shitty Amazon one or $70?
Yeah, I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
Yes,
it's a lot easier. It's a lot simpler. Yes. So that's why I went that route, and it's actually working really well now. Now that we have a proper Honda sensor on it.
Yes.
Which is ironic, because I always talk about using the right sensors for stuff, and then I cheap out on my own.
That is like, something... Who was it that said it to me? Somebody today at the show said Wyatt should get the award for the cleanest mechanics engine bay. Because mechanics always have the worst fucking engine bays.
Like, even though I washed mine, it's still dirty. Which is hilarious.
Your Beams one is quite nice. The harness is lovely. Your 4H fucking engine bay was a goddamn mess.
Oh, yeah.
It worked, but it was a goddamn mess.
Yeah, it was so many patch jobs. So Austin managed to get the data together. We managed to get it on the dyno. We ran into a really weird... we think it was a software glitch with the VVTi sensor. So that happened. We lost a lot of data with that, so we had to kind of start from scratch again. Got through that, and then we started doing like loads. We would load the engine up and kind of calibrate some stuff. And then we developed a misfire, so we changed the spark plugs, so the spark plugs were fouling. And then we developed another misfire, which ended up being, I guess the rubber insulator inside one of the connectors for the coil pack had swollen and was pushing the connector away from itself. So we fixed that, misfire went away. And then Like, bear in mind, drift practice starts at, what, 4:30? Five-ish?
Five. Doors open at... Gates open at 4:30.
Gates open at 4:30. Track hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
And this was at, like, 5:45, 6 o'clock?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say... I think it was about 6.
I think it was about 6.
And, so... Austin was like, okay, like, I'm ready to start doing power pulls. So he does first power pull. We make 187, but we had a breakup at, I think, about 4,000 RPM. So we cleaned that up because it was when the VVTi switched in. It was a little bit more aggressive than he was anticipating. So just a quick change on the fuel map in that area. And we did another power pull and... We made 197, which is phenomenal at the wheels on what's her dyno again?
A Dynocom,
which is a relatively aggressive dyno compared to like a Mustang.
It's pretty mean. It's meaner than a Mustang. Rear wheel drive, it's pretty
close. On par.
It's pretty on par. All wheel drive, it's kind of a dick.
Yeah.
But rear wheel drive, it's pretty close.
So
not
like,
as nice as a Mustang, though. Mustangs are very generous.
Yeah, so on a Mustang, it'd be like 205,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it'd be, yeah, 2-something.
So...
Why?
Different brands of dyno have different calibrations.
So what's the truth?
Your butt dyno?
Yeah. I wonder if, like, Formula One has that tech.
I think that... Yeah, there just needs to be a standard. And there's not... Yeah. There's a standard between brands of dyno, but there's not a standard between all dynos. So, it's kind of a weird one.
There is an SAE rating for it.
There is, I'm pretty sure our dyno is calibrated to the SAE calibration. Because we can change our dyno's calibration to, like, a dyno... Or a Mustang dyno. And it'll give you, like, 100 more horsepower in your graph. But we use the whatever SAE calibration it is.
Yeah.
That makes my brain hurt.
Yeah, it's
I don't fully understand it either. Austin can
you
tell you all about it.
You change the units of measurement and it's like, oh, here, have more horsepower.
Yeah, you just change the calibration and it just lies to you. It's
like having a moving tape measure.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I made two power runs, which usually when you do power pulls and you start fine tuning stuff, you do like 10 to 20.
Yeah, you're doing a bunch.
I did two. Austin was like, okay, that's great. See you later. Because he was really, really gunning for me to make it to the track. So Mac followed me to the track. Our road test was driving to the track. Unloaded all the parts that I had in the car into the back of the cross track.
Well, first, it's really silly, but on like the road to the track off of the highway, there's two pretty aggressive speed bumps, and Jovi had to do some off-roading to avoid them, which scared the shit out of me because I didn't realize at first what he was doing. All I saw was that he was just suddenly veering off to the right off the road, and I was like, what the shit? But he basically had to like side hill it through a ditch to get around this fucking speed bump.
The first one worked. The second one, I think I was better off not venturing off the road.
The second one, I was worried you were gonna tip over.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
It was pretty sketch.
So we make it to this track, empty the car, me and Mac jump in with our helmets on.
We had to source a flathead screwdriver, which was a lot harder than it seemed.
I thought there was one in my fucking glove box, but I don't know where my flathead bit went.
Yeah. So because I had an exhaust hanger break on the way. It was a relatively old hanger that I tried reusing, but you win some, you lose some, and I think that's the loss that I would be willing to take in that venture.
Yeah, that's fair.
We jump in, helmets on, get in the lineup. And it's actually really funny. I'm a little embarrassed to post it because it's kind of a story behind it, and I'm going to say the story. When I had when I had 100 horsepower, I would only have that 100 horsepower for a very split second with the 4H. And the rest of the power graph was...
With a dying, tired, not fueled properly 4H.
Yes, and the power graph was... abysmal, like it was awful. So I would have to really aggressively flick the car to start drifting, And because I've been doing that for a while in that car, immediately we launch off the line, we spin first, spin second, and then I throw it into the corner as aggressively as if I had 100 horsepower for a split second. Instead, I have 200 horsepower for 90% of my RPM range. And next thing you know, we're facing Ray on the grid.
Yep.
I was
taking the video.
Yep, it's absolutely comical.
It's really funny. You also just screamed off the line, which I don't think you were expecting.
No, I was not expecting. And then
when's the last time you launched the Corolla?
Autocross, and even then, it wasn't that impressive.
Yeah.
It was something else. We did a lap. I had
a very large screen.
Well, yeah, we're coming off of the track. And you literally just wordlessly just like, screams
of
joy.
I'm so glad I didn't hear it.
Oh, dude.
But everybody else heard it.
Everybody on the line.
Tony and Jared were laughing. Yeah. They thought it was the best thing ever. Yeah. So if you don't really know much about the Corolla, that's kind of been like a 7-year journey is to kind of get to this point. So to get to this point, it was a lot of emotions that just kind of fell.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was great fun. I am over the moon driving every day.
You teared up.
Yeah, I teared up. It was
adorable.
Yeah, it was great. It was a lot of hard work. So yeah, don't build your car in 3 weeks. Do build your car and do it quickly, but don't do it in 3 weeks. I am so tired. The reward is worth it, but I'm so tired. And my mental health has significantly improved.
Yes. I'm not going to go into all the details, but a lot of problems have been fixed in the last
it's
2 days.
So funny.
Having a running car again.
But
we went to a comedy show that Gary did. Shout out Gary. And Joey was asked a question by a comedian, and he actually talked back. It took a minute. There was some awkward silence there, but he said words back to the comedian, and I was very proud of him.
It's mostly because I didn't understand it.
Incredibly unpredicted, and I was literally about to answer for you.
Yeah.
Because I know that's my job. Yeah. And I was like, nope, he needs to do this. He has to respond, and I was about to respond for you, and then you said something.
Well, and then the next day he came in for...
Also,
breakfast.
It was a banger of a joke. He had a banger joke.
So
he wasn't
good.
Even on stage, and Joey had a banger joke.
Yeah, and then the next morning, he came in with number one podcast superfan Michael and number one podcast host Casey for breakfast at my place of work. And Joey is a creature of habit. He finds one or two things that he likes, and he orders the same things every single time at every single establishment
that
we eat at.
That's not even his food.
Yeah.
He likes Toyotas, so he owns Toyotas.
Yeah.
He likes F1, so we watch F1 and not IndyCar.
Exactly.
And he ordered something that he doesn't usually order, and I noticed, and I was like, oh, have you had that before? And he was like, no, I'm excited to try it. I was like, yeah, it's super good. And then he goes, yeah, it's my goal this year. Every time I come in here to eat, I'm going to try something different. And I was like...
Crazy.
What?
Crazy thing for Joby to say.
Absolutely insane statement. Like, what?
I'm very much a creature of habit.
Yes. Yes.
Very much so.
Literally, since the car has been fixed, he's become a new man.
It's very interesting to watch.
It's very fun, though. Casey doesn't like it, because Joby was just mouthing her off all night. Casey was like, go break your fucking car. Stop talking to me.
Stop having wit.
The British is back.
Yeah, the British is back.
But you did four or five runs?
And
yeah.
You did not get stopped You didn't have to stop for a reason.
Car was fine.
Yeah, I've had
which is fair.
Zero mechanical issues with that car with that swap, which is
amazing.
And I had one failure. My fuel gauge stopped working.
No.
But I mean, like, not that any of my other gauges worked since the swap.
And
other
your
than
fuel
my
light works still.
So. Yeah, my fuel light does work, so I know when I'm empty.
That's all you need to know.
Exactly.
You know what? I know when I'm empty too.
Yeah, because your car stops running on the side of the road.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's only happened
more times than it should have.
Like, three times.
Three times.
Was it three times?
It's been, like...
The what was the third? There was the first time in Calgary when Jess saved me. There was the one in our neighborhood. What was the third?
There was another time that...
There was one in the middle.
Yeah. And you had to get... I think Wyatt had to get you a jerry can or something. It was really weird. Yeah. Or was it drifting? Were you out drifting?
No, Wyatt ran out of gas on his way back from drifting. I think I've only ran out twice.
Oh.
Which is... two more times than it should have. Yeah. Although, to be fair, I did not know that the gas gauge did not work when I bought the car. And the first time it happened was the day after I bought the car. So, I'll give myself a little leeway on
that. That's excusable.
One.
The second one?
The second one was fucking hysterical. Because we pulled into our cul-de-sac and it ran out of fuel.
And it was funny enough, it was one of the first days that it was actually warm after winter, so which was kind of nice, because if it was still snowy...
If it was still cold, that would have sucked.
I would have sat in the car. You're pushing yourself.
It was funny, though, driving to drift practice with Jovi, because I, like he mentioned, his gauges don't work, and that includes his speedo, and I was following behind him in the crosstrack on the highway, and I was struggling to keep up with him. And then we got to the track and I was like, hey, when is the last time that the Corolla went, you know, this fast? I'm not going to say it on air. When was the last time the Corolla went this fast? And he was like, I was going how fast? And I was like,
I don't think it could have gone that fast before.
I was like, yeah, we were doing the speed limit at 110. And then when you gapped me, that was from the speed limit. Yeah. And I had to catch up to you. And then on the way home, the three of us, I think it was Ray in front and then Jovi and then me driving home from the track. And as soon as we got off of the ramp onto the QE2.
As soon as we merged onto the highway, it was all over.
Gone. I was driving home by myself.
He also gapped me. Well, no, he didn't gap me. He pulled on me. I did a fourth gear pull at highway speeds and definitely stayed within highway speeds.
I was in third.
Yeah, I was in fourth. You were in third. And we were like fucking neck and neck until like $6,000. And then you just started pulling on me. Which is really weird because that's when my VVT hits. And, like, you can usually feel it pretty good.
Yeah.
But you have dual VVT and are in a tin can powered by 200 horsepower. But I was not expecting you to pull on me. We did the math, and we were very similar power to weight, but you got me on that one.
Yeah.
I'm very curious with empty, because I had the jack and two very heavy three spokes.
And I had my SSRs. My SSRs aren't light.
No, but they're not 18-inch solid pieces of metal like the three spokes are.
Or a jack.
I could drop those out of a plane and they would be fine. They would balance out.
Yeah. Well, to put it in perspective, I've never balanced my front wheels. I have to now.
Yeah. Yeah, now you can go speeds.
And I'm realizing... that my magnesium wheels have deteriorated a bit more than they should have, and they're not very well balanced.
Yeah, and that makes sense. Your $200 magnesium watts.
Yeah, that's enough to make the internet mad. But anyway, let's move on to today. Obviously, today's Sunday. That's when we record.
So, Ray, what news do you have from your week? We talked about my week. We talked about Joby's week.
Yeah.
Well, first, I had drift practice.
Yes, you did,
actually. I had a lot less work than Jovi did, but I did have to do some work. Wednesday
night. Like, put gas in your car?
Yeah. Wednesday night, I was at the shop pretty much till Jovi was done and frustrated. And then, yeah, it was drift practice, and I went earlier than Jovi because he was still in the dyno. And it was really, really, really good. It was a really good drift practice. New people running it this year, who own a respect D. He did very good. No complaints. It was really fun. I linked the whole track once.
Fuck yeah, you did. Did you have passengers when you did that?
Yes, I had Chase in the car with me.
Okay.
And then they also were being quite lax on the rules. and I know that you're not allowed to have more than one passenger in your car on track. And I asked if I could have passengers in my back seat. And he said, I don't know, sure. I know, but
you're not in charge.
So I went 5 deep, which was awesome. Really, just like you really did tonight. Thank you for listening to Good Scoops. This has not been fun. Goodbye.
Roll the tapes.
Yeah. I put passengers in my butt. That's no matter what I did. Good. One of them was a woman, okay? Yeah, it was really good. I don't think I've aired my tires up past like 32 PSI because I have like enough power and it's like, it's worked. But I put 40 PSI in some tires in my set that I was running at drift practice. And it was like skating on glass. It was fucking awesome. I loved it. I could not spin off the line, which was super fun. It was a blast.
Man, we forgot to mention that about my car.
That it spun tires from a dig. The tire pressure. You didn't even talk about
that. Yeah, so when I put the car together,
Joey was struggling a lot.
Yeah, I was fighting the car a lot on like grip levels. Like it was like going forward and rear bias, like on the grip level, and it was frustrating me. And we realized when we got home that I'd never checked the tire pressures because the wheels that I put on the back we left in storage over winter, and obviously you leave tires in storage over winter, they lose tire pressure, and I didn't even think about it at the time.
So much other stuff going on.
Yeah, so Friday, on my lunch break, I checked my tire pressure. And to put it in perspective, Ray, you were running, what, 40 PSI?
Yeah, which is pretty, to be fair, is pretty excessive for the power
that. Yeah, but it's kind of it's expected,
The professional drift car runs, what, like 25 to 30?
I was 40 PSI cold. Yeah. I don't know what I was hot.
Yeah, so the pro car is 25, 30 PSI.
And that makes 650 to the wheels.
And I was running 18.
Really shit steers too.
Yeah, I think my rear tires were better than my steer tires, which was crippling also.
Yes.
So yeah, don't recommend. Next drift practice, I will be checking my tire pressures, and I have changed my fronts to sticky Bridgestones. So hopefully there's some improvement.
Sticky Bridges.
I don't know. I'm gonna try and put my rack spaces in this week. I got Urus rack spaces.
Sweet.
So I'm gonna try and put those in, and I need to change my preload on my rear suspension because it's
it's
little bit bouncy.
Incredibly bouncy.
It's fun though.
If you see the video on the internet of the launch of the Corolla, it's very bouncy.
It's comical.
You know, it is shaking ass.
You know the first drop on a roller coaster and your stomach kind of goes behind you a little bit? That's what it was like coming off of the line and immediately going into the bounces.
Yeah, that's fair.
It was so fun.
Yeah, I believe that.
But yeah, you had a successful
drift day. Yeah, I had a successful drift day. And then Sunday, which is today and yesterday for listeners, Triple S did a car show and a dyno day, and it was wonderful.
Well, and who organized that?
That was all me, baby.
Yeah, it was.
That was, yeah.
Let's go.
I'm not going to be humble about this one.
No, it was sick.
Yeah, Fred, shout out Fred for making the, well, shout out mostly Justin and Chris and also Fred for making the trophies. The trophies were actually really sick.
Yeah, that's so dope.
They were super dope.
Do you want to explain them a little bit?
Yeah, they are fence post tops with old pistons bolted to them, and then Justin and Chris like fire engraved or somehow engraved like Triple S logo and the award was on them, and they looked really good.
And where did the pistons come from?
And the pistons are mostly shout out Marco for blowing up so many fucking engines that we have a bunch of blown up pistons laying around. Two of them were Marco's original SR, two of them were Leno's Beamer, and then one of them was just some random
2J. I think it's one of the first 2Js that they had in the drift cars.
Yeah, one of them was a really old 2J piston that was also, they were all junk pistons, but cool trophies.
Cool trophies.
Very cool.
What awards did you guys give out?
We did best paint, best interior, best engine bay, and then best in show, and then people's choice.
And who were your judges?
Justin, Wyatt, and Fred.
Sick.
Yeah.
It was really well-rounded, too.
It was super well-rounded. I was super happy with it.
Do you remember who won?
Cole won People's Choice in his wagon. Let's go. Very stoked on that. Well-deserved.
Even though Kyle was trying to rig the election.
Yeah, Kyle was rigging the election for sure.
Yeah, because
nobody else put on a campaign, so
it's true.
Don't hate the play, don't hate the game, hate the player.
Well, no, because
don't
he
the player,
was
hate the game.
It was Kyle was telling everybody to vote for me.
Yeah, that's
they
right,
they would come
was.
Up and they're like, oh man, like what was the number on that card? Like, I don't remember that number, and he was like, it was 31. Like he had no idea what card they were talking about. He was like, it was 31.
Yeah,
and that was my number.
Yeah,
Cole was one.
Yeah, Cole was one. Somebody mentioned to me after that one, because I had 01, and 01 and 10 would look the same if they were flipped around.
But didn't you
but
also have text on them?
On not the numbers? On, the slip was just write the number of the car.
Oh,
and that was
okay.
It. But most people put like a number sign or a line at the bottom.
Did like
there was
a
only
one
like
the
two votes that I was like, ooh, this might be 10. But then you can kind of look at the O, like where it starts with the pen, look at it, so not rigged.
But the difference in votes wasn't enough.
No, it wasn't. It was a pretty overwhelming majority for Cole, which is good to see. I'm very surprised that Gary and the Spoon Civic were not closer.
Yeah, I'm surprised Gary wasn't closer.
Yeah.
Not that Gary Cole doesn't deserve it.
No,
Cole's car is fucking
no.
sick.
Cole or Gary's is just always a hit with people and the public. And car people. Best in show was the Civic. Best paint was a red Evo. I don't remember anybody's name. I have been staring at a list of 40 people's names.
Yeah, so the Civic week. The Civic was a FK8 Type R
yeah.
with a spoon livery.
Yeah.
Done to the
his
nines.
Name, I think his name was Joseph. His Instagram handle is like FK8 something.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It's got Ragers on it, back Ragers, spoon livery.
Every spoon part in their entire fucking catalog.
Yeah.
Every single fucking thing.
And if it wasn't Spoon,
super
it was
cool.
like Cusco or
yeah,
something like that. It
was
all name brand.
Every single thing was touched on that car. Like, you cannot say you were full bolt-on unless you were that guy.
Yeah.
He is the peak full bolt-on car.
And it was like all cool stuff. Like,
yeah,
none
all,
of it was like Amazon or eBay stuff.
It was
all
real cool parts. It was really good. And he put it on the dyno. He made 401. Which is really good for stock motor. Just full bolt-ons. Stock turbo, stock motor, just tuned. Best paint was an Evo 10. I don't remember his name. It was red. He's around Edmonton car scene a lot. Best interior was the M4 Comp.
Yeah.
Don't remember his name again. Yellow M4 with big wing on it. You know the car, the seats are insane in that thing.
Yeah,
that
like...
Also, the steering wheel's cool as fuck.
Yeah, it was...
I wasn't judging, so I didn't look super hard at everybody, but, like, that was
It was like sick. A GT3 race car
wheel.
It had all the buttons on it.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
I think he tracks that thing.
Oh,
which
sick.
Makes the big wing cool.
Yeah.
It's not just for show.
Yes. What...
Most
engine bay.
Engine bay.
Engine bay was Derek's Silver Supra. Lots of content on that. Yeah, hardback on the Triple S account. Well deserved. If you think that was biased, I know our logo is everywhere on that car, but he built most of it himself. He does a lot of the stuff himself. We do like touch ups and stuff like fab work that he can't do in his own shop, but I give him credit. He does a lot of work on that car himself. And just supports us by putting his logo on it.
So yeah, like, well, he's got these...
For the record, we did not completely put that car together and then give it an award in our own show.
Yeah, he's got, like, full, like, stainless steel vacuum lines through the car and everything.
Put
he
an unbelievable amount of effort into the way
like
that...
Like, tens of hours
yeah,
into that, like...
That engine bay working. And not only is it beautiful, it's also very functional and made 830... He actually beat his own dyno record.
Jesus.
Dyno today.
Yeah.
Because I think, yeah.
It was like 8:01 or something originally.
It was 8:01 originally when we first tuned it, and then he hit 8:33, I think, on his third pull. And I think Austin threw some timing at it.
Yeah.
Because obviously you don't just make 20 horsepower or 30 horsepower randomly. I think Austin tried to put on a bit of a show there. And then I also gave a shout-out award to Jarius. I hope I'm saying his name right. I don't remember his Instagram handle. It's K-Swap Subaru. I gave him a random award that we kind of made up on the day of for the most reliable Subaru. I didn't have a trophy for that, although we could have thought of some pretty funny trophies for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, shout out to that weird thing. it was cool. It was very weird. And it had like a... Yeah, the engine is sticking out.
It was very much Frankenstein's monster.
Super Frankenstein. It was awesome. But yeah, the show was really good. There was a lot of turnout. Like a lot of fucking people.
Yeah.
Corey thought about 400 people at one point.
Damn, that's crazy.
Service Road was full.
That's so like, sick. I'm so sad I didn't wasn't able to make it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say any names, but there are some events in Canada that happen. And
yeah, that wasn't obvious at all.
The quality of cars is very
controversial.
Yeah, 50-50.
Very controversial.
We smashed that by a mile. Like, I'm gonna toot our own horn.
Yeah.
Like the quality of cars that we had, like there was so many cars that had small details or were unique, like, and we had like a decent variety. Like, we had some
super
Euro
good variety. We like, had 70 something Mercedes W110 that was on bags, all the way up to like 3 Mark V Supras. There was a GMC panel van
that hell makes
700 to the wheels. there was a Ute that also makes 700 of the wheels with a bar on it. The K-Swap Subaru. Like, the most, air quotes, boring, and I'm not trying to be a dick because they're also cool cars. The most boring car was, like, one of the Mark V Supras.
Yeah.
Which is not a boring car.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
That was, like, good. The baseline.
There was very briefly a stock 370Z that was not supposed to be in the show that kind of snuck his way in, but he left kind of quickly when he realized that he would have to leave his car there till 4, like the rules said. So
yeah, it was a small miscommunication, but
it was, yeah, it was fucking awesome.
So how many cars did you dyno?
I don't remember.
Like 10, I think
10. Like, there was, okay, we started with the Stagia. What was after the fucking Stagia? There was something before the Legacies, and I don't remember what it was.
Was it the Ute? Was it Harbeck?
No. Was it a Civic? I thought it was a Turbo Civic.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so we did the Stagia, we did the M2.
Yes.
And then this Turbo Civic. That Turbo Civic was sick.
Yeah.
It was really good. Like, fully stock, super sleeper build. Nobody suspected a thing. It was quiet as fuck when it was, like, at idle and pulling up. And then as soon as it, like, started going, and you just heard the turbo spoil up, it was really sick.
What was the numbers?
That was a dope. It made 4 something.
Yeah, it was like 420 or something.
Yeah, it was
like
421
that.
Or something like that. And then, yeah, it was wicked. That Civic was cool. If you ever see a black Civic Si 20...
It's 2007, I think.
It was an 07, like a slightly newer gen. If you ever see a black one of those that wants to play with you, maybe don't, because it will probably win. And then we had the Legacies. Shout out, fuck, Elijah, and I don't remember the other guy's name. They applied together, exactly what I wanted for the 2 for $200 deal. That was literally to a T, exactly what I fucking wanted from that deal. They applied together, they're buddies, they built the cars themselves. They're both single turbo Legacies. And they just wanted to see what they made. I do not remember which one made more power. I was running around a lot today. Marco was running the megaphone by the dyno. We have those, so that's 5. The Mazda Speed. I think that's all the cars that were supposed to be on the dyno. And then we threw Harbeck, the Spoon Civic, the Datsun, and the
panel van.
The Ute. Not the panel band. No. I was trying to get him on, but he has a super fresh tranny in it, so I didn't. He was like, I don't really want to push it right now.
Oh, okay.
So 10. So we died on 10 cards.
Okay. And so that when was like when did the
perfect amount of time?
So the panel band 700, that was from like last time.
Yeah, that's from when that was tuned. It's got a ginormous turbo on it, and it's somewhat well known around it.
Yeah, it's.
I didn't know it was a thing until we applied for the show. But apparently, everybody I mentioned it to was like, "Oh yeah, that's Kelton."
Yeah. Looking at it, it's not false claims 700.
No, that thing is terrifying. And he did like a pull right in front of the shop when he was pulling into the show to like turn around on the service road, and it sounded rowdy.
Yeah,
that thing was sick. Yeah. Awesome.
We're gonna do it again.
Yeah. When's the next one?
We're thinking probably August. I don't know. I need to look at schedule and stuff.
Yeah, there's
a lot of events in June.
There's like a whole ass drift season in between there.
Yeah. Probably August we'll have a chance to do another one, and then maybe a season opener or a season ender in like September or early October or something, depending on what weather's like.
Get the grill going.
I'd like to do two more.
Well, we're booked up the weekend of September 15th.
Yes, we are booked up for that. You don't want to do a dyno day for your wedding?
Don't. I mean, like...
Mac doesn't want to.
I mean, the wedding's on a... the wedding's on a Monday. If you want to do a dyno day on the Sunday, you can do it if you want. I do not want
to do that before having to give a speech.
If the Corolla blows up the day before our wedding, I'll be very mad.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Good thing Stratobash was 2 weeks before.
Yep.
I got 2 weeks to fix that shit.
Yep.
Yeah, because you got to drive it on the wedding.
Yep.
Yeah.
I want to take you home in it.
Yep.
But,
that's about an hour.
Yeah, so quickly, shout out to all the boys at Triple S.
Yeah,
especially Ray.
Especially Ray. Shout out
Gary, thank you for helping with.
Shout out Travis.
Shout out Travis, he helped organize a bunch of cars.
LS4Duddy on LS4Duddy. Instagram.
Shout out Casey for selling 2 stickers.
Yeah.
No, don't. She immediately offhanded it to me, and it was $2 worth of stickers. So there is no claim to be had there.
Okay. That's not what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
There's no claim to our land that you have. Look at us now.
I like that you said our land as if you're not also a piece of white bread.
Yeah. I've never been insulted about being white by somebody else that's white.
Anyway, shout out to the Stollery Children's Hospital.
Shout out Stollery Children's Hospital. Yep. Shout out Spenny for the microphones.
Shout out to Gary again for starting the whole Million Reasons Run.
Yeah. Follow us all the places.
Yeah.
Hopefully next week we'll have 3 microphones and then we'll sound even better.
Maybe some chairs. Or a race car bed.
We'll see.
You gotta put a poll in the fucking caption tomorrow.
Yes.
Or on the story.
On the story or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will try to remember to do that.
Yes. Sorry, I know we're trying to wrap up here.
No, that's okay.
We're
not technically an hour yet, so we're chilling.
On one of my runs this week, I saw there's like a blacked out prelude in our neighborhood. That's
okay. I don't think I've seen that before yet.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. I don't have much to say about it other than I saw it. He drove by me a couple times while I was running. And I looked at it like he was like lives in the neighborhood,
okay.
And I was running around the neighborhood.
Okay.
I'm not being stalked by fucking prelude. No, I just saw it and it just looked really good. And for a split second, I was like,
Well, you had a prelude.
Did have a prelude, and it was fucking sick.
Yeah.
Best $100 car ever.
I
don't know how you got a prelude for $100.
I don't know how I managed 90% of the deals I've had.
Cranbrook Mitsubishi deals.
When I tell people I paid $2,000 for my Corolla running, driving with ice cold AC, then no one believes me.
With a mint interior.
Yeah.
My G is one of the better deals. It's the best deal I've ever had. But it was pretty fucking... That was half off.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
I think the best deal I ever had was when I made Joby fall in love with me, and then he said, I'm going to trade in my 8.6 and get you a 2021 Supercross Track. 21.
Is
it 21? We bought it in like 22,
23. I saw your old GTA 6 basically on the road the other day. It was silver, same bumper.
Yeah, I've seen a few.
I mean, we know it's not...
On gold wheels.
We know it's not ours because ours is deceased.
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry.
Locally hated. thank you all.
I hate that so much.
That's the banner it had when it went to the...
Yep.
I almost said jail.
Okay, well, I'm not going to jail, but I'm going to go to bed. So
I gotta go to bed.
We're all going to bed.
So thanks so much for tuning in.
Thank you for listening. If you came to the show yesterday, thank you for coming. I hope you had a good time, and we will see you all next week.
I look forward to seeing the donations roll in for the children's hospital.
Oh, yeah, that's so much bank for the children.
Shame if you don't. Right. Which includes me, but shame!
That's okay, you bought me dinner, so we can...
That's true.
We can make that work.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.